This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media Entertainment News Network. We're about to speak to Zach Kanin, who's the president of the Harvard Lampoon. Welcome to Utopia Media Entertainment News Network.
Thank you, Mark.
Tell those who don't know, and I don't think there are many, what the Lampoon is and how famous and important it is.
All right. The Lampoon is, the Harvard Lampoon is the world's oldest continuously published humor magazine.
Right.
And it's been publishing a magazine since 1876.
Right.
Some famous graduates are John Updike, George Plimpton, Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien, that's what we're here to talk about. But first, tell us what your title is at the Lampoon.
I am the president.
Okay, are you a junior or a senior?
I'm a senior.
Okay, so you're not going to be able to repeat Conan's record of being president while he was junior and senior.
Well, that depends how I do in school.
Ah, so you could be there next year.
It's possible.
Okay, it's not like red shirt or whatever they call it in football. You can play. You have 5 years.
Right.
How, in general, do you and your colleagues at the Harvard Lampoon view Conan O'Brien and his rise to the papacy of American humor by his recent appointment as host-to-be of the host-in-waiting, host-designate of, at the Tonight Show to start in 5 years from now?
Yeah, we think it's great. You know, when he was on staff, when he was a president, he always said he would be the host of the Tonight Show by 2007.
And he's missed by 2 years.
Yeah, well, you know, dreams are crushed.
Right. Okay, and so do people sit around now, are more encouraged that they themselves will have big careers, or everyone's assured of that anyway?
I have no idea.
Okay. The Harvard Magazine ran a cover story a few years back about how the Lampoon had established itself as the dominant force in American humor in all media. Is that still the case, do you think, and does this sort of consolidate that trend?
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. If you look at any newspaper or book, it's written by a Lampoon person.
Right.
And I guess it's now suddenly we're moving to TV, which is a great thing.
Okay. Is there much of a Lampoon presence on the internet?
On the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have numerous blogs of recent grads.
Oh, okay. Does this mean in practical terms that since obviously he has to hire a lot of writers and that's part of the way the system works, that this is going to be particularly useful for Lampoon members and graduates and
I don't think so. As I understood it, Jay Leno is going to be his writer once he retires.
Ah, okay. So there won't be any extra jobs.
No.
Do you say anything you want to about the politics of this? Do you think, for example, that it was just a ploy to keep Conan from defecting from NBC and going to, I don't know, Spike or something?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's nice. It's optimistic that that Jay thinks he's going to be around for another 5 years.
You think the transition could happen sooner, you mean?
Oh, I don't know about the transition.
Oh, well, what do you mean that it might be optimistic for Jay to think that he, Jay, will be around for 5 more years?
Right.
On the show?
I had heard things about his health.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Anything you want to say on the air that's serious?
No, I just had heard something.
Oh, okay. The guests on Conan's show tend to be a little more edgy, if you'll pardon the expression, than Jay's, it seems to me, since people on the Tonight Show now are mostly movie actors plugging their latest films. Do you think this is a clever move by NBC to keep the demographic fresh, or will Conan be less fresh in 5 years, or is he a perennial, or what do you think about the different demographics from the Tonight Show and Conan's show and whether this is how that transition might work?
Well, in 5 years, all the people who seem edgy on Conan now will just be movie stars.
Right.
So it'll all work out.
Right, okay. Would it be fair to call Lampoon the Skull and Bones of humor?
We prefer to be known as the Snake and Cross.
Ah, okay. They're just down the hall there, down the hall there from Skull and Bones, aren't they?
Exactly.
Okay, because you each have the weirdest building on your respective campuses, called the Tomb or the Castle. You both reportedly initiate members through bizarre sexual rituals, and you both form the basis for an ongoing network of mutual aid that's enabled you to dominate your respective fields, in their case money and power, and in your case laughs.
Right.
So, all right. How, if any, have the themes and approaches that are featured in your latest publication or publications changed from the time when Conan was at the Lampoon?
Well, we like to think of our magazine as sort of timeless.
All right.
So the jokes they were making then were just a little wordier than they are today.
So things are more concise now, but it's same themes?
Right, and there's more color.
You mean in the sense of printing?
Right, well, just the last issue.
Oh, the last issue was more colorful?
It'll be in full color.
Oh, okay. Well, talk about the latest publication, what it's called, what it's about, and how people can contact you to send you money to get a copy.
Great. The newest issue is the Rod Keith number.
Right.
Rod Keith was a studio musician who people would send in lyrics to have their song made, and he would just make like 10 songs in a session.
Right.
And so our newest issue is sort of a satirical look at the musical world. And people can subscribe. They can just go to our site, www.harvardlampoon.com, and you'll see a little picture of our parody of the H-Bomb magazine.
All right.
Harvard's pornographic debut.
Which one?
H-Bomb.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
All right. If you become the host of The Tonight Show 19 years after you graduate, which I calculate is around 20, 23, or 24, who would you want as your first guest?
I would say Prince.
Prince.
Yep.
All right. The artist formerly known, or maybe he'll be known as Prince again by then.
By then he'll just be Prince.
He'll be Prince again. Great. All right. Well, thank you. I'll let you get back to making your humor there.
All right.
And thanks for talking to us today on Etopia Media Entertainment News Network.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.